Brett?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome once again to another edition of what I call American Exposé, listeners. I'm Chris Turner, and boy, yes, things continue to rattle us, and certainly we have some good news, certainly, and we'll deal with that momentarily, but this is quite interesting that, well, shoot, this Katrina, the hurricanes, environmental modification, as Brett was talking about last night on our site, that Darren put up there about William Cohen's statement, former Secretary of Defense, about eco-terrorism and weather modification. And here we see Russian leader Vladimir Putin is leaving little to chance as he prepares to host the G8 summit of world leaders next year. Plans are already being discussed to send special planes aloft to seed the clouds, an old Soviet trick, and ensure good weather. There is little he can do, however, to manage the storm being whipped up in America by critics who say Russian human rights abuses should disqualify it from the exclusive club of top industrial powers. The summer gathering in Peter the Great's palace in St. Petersburg will mark the first time Russia has hosted a G8 summit. So important is it to Putin that he is personally overseeing the details. Whether or not ionizing clouds to make the rain fall actually works, Putin hopes to persuade his Western counterparts of his superhuman endowments in other departments. Russia's enormous reserves of oil and gas put it in a position to influence global prices, with a stability that's in stark contrast to the Arab oil-producing world. Russia has never seemed a more attractive ally, whatever the grumbles about human rights. And there's more to this. But the point is, weather manipulation is a reality. Why isn't that being discussed in America today? Well, certainly we know a controlled media when we see it, don't we? That's why we listen to First Amendment radio. And a new addition to First Amendment radio, Brett, are you there?
I'm right here, my friend.
There we are. Well, just like that, you have a show.
That I do, 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Central Time.
And that will be starting when?
Monday. This upcoming Monday.
There we go. So certainly, Nicholas recognized the good talk show host, and here we are with another one. That's the only hope we have, listeners, for individuals to have the courage to do what we've done, that's Brett and myself, to come on the air to speak out against the deception we've been living all our lives. That's what it takes. Numbers. To keep us from those concentration camps. Do you want to go to concentration camps, listeners? Do you want to be herded and rounded up? Because every one of you listening is probably on that big list. Whether there's a red list, blue list, green list, there's a list. And we're all on it. Now, either you stand up and have the courage to speak out for your country now, while it's becoming ever more present that it's becoming too late. Or let's all go to the camps. Because there it is. There's no other reality in place today. You have BRAC, base realignment and closure. What does base realignment and closure mean? Military bases are being repositioned for certain purposes. The dissenters to the State Department / UN system are in peril. We are the endangered species, not the rattlesnake, not the mountain lion, not the bear. We are the endangered species because the army is being built to deal with us. The structure is being built to deal with us, the dissenters, to world government. And this is the way I feel about it, Brett.
Well, there you go, Chris. The army has been working with the police. We have pictures on the Alabama Defense Force homepage of them putting rings around perimeters of festivals, searching men, women, and children as they go in. And we have the Army working hand-in-hand with the police in a number of areas, and the militarization of the police is scary enough. But we have a law against military and police working together, and that law is called the Posse Comitatus Law of 1878, passed in the wake of Reconstruction, where Northern troops occupied the South, and certain legislators who got back into Congress didn't like that and thought that that was anti-American to have martial law in this country, so they passed that law, and it's being ignored and flushed down the toilet right now. But why are we to worry? Our president just thinks that the Constitution is a GD piece of paper, as we covered last night on the show, Chris.
Right. And as I said before, he's not the only president to do that. We're the ones who research it out, cover it, detail it. Richard Nixon, my gosh, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, what a pair, a Democrat and a Republican, long before your day. But Richard Nixon was given the name Tricky Dick for a reason, and he was becoming very powerful. Although Henry Kissinger was thrown in there to throw a monkey wrench in the situation, but the Vietnam War, an unwinnable war, baloney. It was designed to be unwinnable for the demoralization of our country, to eliminate the draft, to bring about an all-volunteer military, to bring about communism to Southeast Asia. And what are we, but strange bedfellows? There's the strange bedfellows, people. The United States and communist Vietnam. The United States and communist China. Whew, there's the strange bedfellows. And Brett, you know, as I look at this all, and this Agenda 21, and then IMF says rise in U.S. debt is threat to world economy. That's not our fault. We didn't create this. We're actually viewers in a theater. This whole world scenario is a theater to us, in my opinion. And we're being given these scenarios whether we like it or not. Many people, innocent people from other parts of the world, have been greatly affected by all this. And certainly I look at U.S.-China trade impact on jobs and industries nationally and state by state. A research paper prepared for the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission Once again, I got this from Vicki Davis. She connects the dots. She knows what she's doing. This comes from the Economic Policy Institute, but she does the research, connects the dots. You do the same thing. This is what we need, more people involved in this. And, you know, it's just a blessing that you're here, Brett.
Well, I'm more than happy to be here, Chris, and hopefully we can just continue to get the word out and continue to take this country back. We've made great strides just since I got into this, a few years ago. And I'm happy to be behind the microphone, and I'm happy to do a show on First Amendment Radio. It's a great network, and I'm more than happy to be a part of it.
How did it all start for you, Brett?
Well, last week on the show, my uncle, he's been in this since the late 90s, and he listened to Bill Cooper, and he listened to a number of other broadcasters in the 90s. I think he probably even listened to you, Chris. And he would talk to me about this stuff, and I've always considered myself a constitutionalist, but I didn't really start connecting the dots until my uncle really started showing them to me. And that's how it all started. And then just the fact that I do care about this country, I do consider myself a patriot for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's how it started for me, and there's no other way I'd have it. I mean, I've got to stand up against what I see is going on, and that's all there is to it.
As you're a student in college, are there people that you associate with that you try to inform, and are they hard to inform, or are people willing to listen more today than they were some years ago, or what is it that you find about that?
Well, the thing I find is that most people in general, but especially in college, are socialists and they don't even know it. The most vehement Bush-loving neocons out there are socialists. They don't even know it. They believe that spreading quote-unquote democracy to the Middle East and the rest of the world is the American way. They've not read the Bill of Rights. They've not read the Constitution. They refer to them vaguely as if it's a foregone conclusion, but as we know in this day and age, it's no longer a foregone conclusion that we have these God-given rights. As a man-made institution, otherwise known as government, is trying to take them away step by step, incrementally, through compartmentalization, and they have a lot of people behind them, Chris, unfortunately. And the only thing that is keeping those people who are currently behind the establishment from joining our side is this electronic Berlin Wall known as the mainstream media. And we are breaking through that right now as we speak. We are reaching more and more people. And the way I see it when I'm out there talking to people, the thing that gets through to them is when you hammer home the fact that everything we talk about is documented and is provable, is not just our opinion. Most people go off just their opinion. However, we do not. We go off the documentation. We go off the admissions of the elite, such as Ted Turner and Mikhail Gorbachev, two of the biggest pimps of this New World Order system. We go off their admissions. We go off the documentation, and that's what gets through to people the most, is what I've found.
Yeah, good point. And you were the one that stood out and attended those speeches and made the questions happen in front of the world. Without you calling in on the other network and promoting that, we would never have heard it, and that's you. And everyone can do the same thing Brett has done, or everyone with the courage to do so. But keep in mind, you're all on a list. You're being monitored in various ways. The move to a cashless society is obvious. Every bill you receive for every utility you pay recommends that you save a stamp, pay online. That is all by design. The microchip is prepared for us. The vaccines are prepared for us. The right incident for this to come about is very soon to happen, unless enough people gather and get informed and spread the information. You know, it's 2005, 2006. Wow. Who knows what's going to happen in 2006? 2005 was a very interesting year, and it was predicted last year that it would be. But here we come upon 2006. It's hard to determine what the next move is going to be. But, you know, when I look in the Sunday paper, and I do subscribe, and you look at products and from tool companies, and certainly I see Steve's Wholesale out here where I am, and you have all sorts of products. And think about pneumatic tools. At one time, pneumatic tools were very expensive, made in the USA. Snap-on made them. Chicago Pneumatic made them. Well, here's an air ratchet for $26.88. Here's a 6-inch dual-action sander for $28.88. A 3/8-inch butterfly impact wrench, $26.88. Half-inch impact wrench, those used to cost minimum $90. $27.88. A 3/8 reversible air drill, $38.88. I bought a 3/8 one-way drill back in 1977 when I was working in that motorcycle industry, and I bought it for myself, and I was very proud of it. It was Snap-on, and shoot, I paid over $100 for that thing, and it was probably more than that, much more, but I still have it, but I wish it had reverse. Well, I could go out and buy one for $38.88, but Brett, I know where it's going to be made.
That's right. China will probably make that drill, Chris. And we got to ask ourselves: is it worth it to support the communist Chinese just to save a few bucks? And something everybody's got to ask themselves.
The unfortunate part is when you have this information from the Economic Policy Institute, U.S.-China trade. Dated 1989 to 2003, impact on jobs and industries nationally and state by state. It says the rise in the United States trade deficit with China between 1989 and 2003 caused the displacement of production and supported 1.5 million U.S. jobs. Some of those jobs were related to production or services that caused or moved elsewhere. Others are jobs in supplying industries. These jobs reflect the effect on labor demand in lost job opportunities. In an economy with a worsening balance between exports and imports, most of those lost opportunities were in the high wage and job hemorrhaging manufacturing sector. Well, see, as we talked last night, I believe the auto manufacturing business, the import manufacturers are getting all the awards. They're coming up with all the innovations. I say in a couple of years there probably won't even be a vehicle manufactured in America. And so here we are in this global economy, and yet the IMF says rise in U.S. debt is threat to world economy. It says with a rising budget deficit and ballooning trade imbalance, the United States is running up a foreign debt of such record-breaking proportions that it threatens the financial stability of the global economy, according to a report released Wednesday by the International Monetary Fund. This is dated January 8, 2004. So here we are, deep in a pocket of deception and directions that are against the well-being of the American people. The sovereignty has been taken away from us. And keep in mind, the Anti-Communitarian League will be with us on Monday again, Nikki Rapana. But here we are with all these different directions that are so obvious, and yet people continue to slumber. If you want to call in, you're welcome to call in. 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. There is lots of information out there to disseminate and pass on. And certainly, we're not covering all the bases, but it's quite remarkable how we've been so deceived and maneuvered to accept these directions because the press, what in the world is the news talking about these days? I haven't been watching it. And actually, I went on a news hiatus starting on November 8th, and I don't think I've taken that away too much with the TV. I don't watch CNN anymore. Although I'll probably get back at it. But, you know, what in the world are they covering, you know, Brett?
Well, I got rid of my television subscription about 8 months ago, I believe. And, you know, my powers of discernment have just gone up exponentially since then, since I haven't been subjected to the talking heads and the info babes on Fox News and CNN. And that's what works for me, and I would encourage everybody listening to this show tonight to at least consider doing that, because you're getting nothing but propaganda from CNN and Fox News. You're not, there's no alternative information breaking through on those stations. You're getting nothing but what the government wants you to hear and see. I'm on the CNN homepage right now that you mentioned that, and it's really, it's Democrats versus Republicans, it's football, it's sex, it's volcanoes, and NASA plans to redesign shuttle's fuel tank. So there you go. They're not talking about the issues that you hear on First Amendment radio. They're not talking about issues you hear on other alternative networks. And that's the problem that we face, is the mainstream media does not cover these stories that we cover. And if they wanted to see their ratings go up, these stories are more interesting than any story they can cover, quite frankly. I mean, September 11th was a complete setup. Agenda 21 is being implemented right under our noses. Illegal immigration is all over the place, and the American public is accepting all of it just because Fox News and CNN doesn't cover it, or if they do cover it, they give it 60 seconds, and they put a pro-government spin on it, it seems like.
Yeah, and keep in mind, Brett starts his show next Monday at 2 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on First Amendment Radio. Fate of Nations, right?
That's right.
There it is, Fate of Nations. What a thought. And the volcano article on CNN might be of relevance to us, because we don't know whether it could have been set off or not, and certainly we don't have the knowledge of how that can be done, but we do have Secretary of Defense Cohen making a statement like that, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and read that on air, and it needs to be read again, so I'll just go on ahead and do that real quick. This is off AmericanExpose.com. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can also alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Excuse me. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. Former Defense Secretary William S. Cohen at a DOD news briefing Monday, April 28, 1997. Chris?
Yeah, there it is. And a lot of different websites have put that up, and I'm happy they did, and I'm happy that people are understanding that statement to be extreme documentation. Now, I don't have it with me. It's in the other room, but The New American Magazine, they have an article, a big article, about the move to control the Internet that is being directed, and I haven't read it yet, but you see, the John Birch Society have never claimed to be anything more than an information source, a source for you to educate yourselves. Yeah, they say Congress is the key. Well, Congress is the key when Congress isn't controlled. But I think Congress has been controlled for years and decades. The point is, if the John Birch Society did not exist, we would not be in a position right now to fight off this New World Order dictatorship that's being presented to us. The John Birch Society was the only group in the 1960s, the only group in the 1970s, the only group in the 1980s. That's 30 years, people. If it wasn't for the John Birch Society, we wouldn't be here today. And if you've got disagreement with that, please call 559-781-3773. Infiltration is a foregone conclusion with all organizations, and it could have been infiltrated, and it could have been set up to control the people that are trying to do the right thing for our country. I've always been accused, Brett, of not having solutions. And I've never been one to say I've got solutions. I've just been the one to give the information about where things are going. But certainly I'll stand up for the John Birch Society anytime, any day, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't have learned at a young age what I know now. Some say Rockefeller set it up. The Freemasons set it up. To control the opposition, Maybe so. But still, the reality's in place, listeners. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here today to talk about it right now. Is the Internet going to be controlled in the next few weeks, next few months, next few years? Well, unless enough people get vocal, enough people get active, unless people start supporting this network and the other network, there won't be a network to support. There won't be the other network to support. And then what are you going to do, listeners, that want to find fault in anything they can, in anyone they can? And Brett, I get a little bitter, but I have reason to be bitter.
Yeah, there you go, Chris. I mean, the thing you got to look at is documentation. If Rockefeller did set up the John Birch Society, that, I don't know what to say about that. But the thing you got to look at is, can it be corroborated? Is it just propaganda, or can you find it from other sources? Can you corroborate it yourself? Is it true? If that's the question you got to ask yourself with any news source. With anything in life, really, is it true? Can I believe it? So, you know, frankly, I was accused by somebody of being in bed with the federal government because I was able to so easily get into those lectures and ask those questions. And that's just completely ridiculous. I mean, it's laughable, obviously. But there are those out there who will accuse people of anything, whether it's through jealousy or what have you. So, just, I don't really have anything else to say about that, sorry.
Fear and lack of knowledge is something that spearheads people to make statements and to do things that might not be logical. And to vilify the New American Magazine is not. And that's what I say. This information from the, who is it again? The American Policy Institute, or the Economic Policy Institute. Research report prepared for the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. Dr. Robert E. Scott, Director of International Programs, Economic Policy Institute. This is done January 2005. It's a EPI working paper. Is this guy controlled? Is this man controlled? Why would we want to be controlled into enslavement? Our only hope is numbers. And getting people on board to where we aren't such a, you and myself, Brett, aren't such an endangered species. And that is the whole point about this. And so after 10 years of doing this, it'll be 10 years July 1st, there's a group of us now that are, you know, coming together, putting the right information in place, getting more people to understand, and certainly you going to these speeches at your Kansas State University, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you attending these speeches and putting out the questions, that's an archival piece that will last for a long time. You put Ted Turner on his head. You made Ted Turner mumble.
Well, all three of them did. I'm not trying to brag. I mean, like I always say, I don't want to be famous. I just have to do this for my country. It's not about Brett Folks or it's not about Chris Gerner.
No.
It's about getting this information out there, and it's about educating as many people as possible. And, you know, the reason I did those speeches...
Keep those thoughts in place. I want to hear
absolutely.
This. The listeners want to hear the reason you did what you did. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
FirstAmendmentRadio.com has made available a very low-cost satellite system, special just for First Amendment Radio listeners. In conjunction with Rick Satellite, you can now receive a complete system, including receiver, LNB, and small satellite dish, all for only $169 delivered to your door. Go to the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage and click on the satellite system link to order the First Amendment Radio satellite system from Rick Satellite. Or, if you don't do internet, call Rick Satellite at 816-228-1801 and tell them you need the First Amendment Radio satellite system. Go to our homepage to order or call Rick Satellite at 816-228-1801. First Amendment Radio receives no compensation for this service.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
I hear that song and it brings chills up my spine. They say, "I'll live and die for you, America." That is a group that knows what they're doing. They all have other jobs because they can't support themselves with the business of music, as they are patriotic people. They are concerned about our country just like Brett and myself. But Brett, your move on these speeches was another courageous move that I couldn't even have accomplished. And your reasoning behind doing it once again?
Now, I went and I questioned Lee Hamilton in March of this year. Lee Hamilton was one of the chief whitewashers of the 9/11 Commission. He was the vice chairman. If you get Professor David Ray Griffin's book, he's on the cover with President Bush. Dr. David Ray Griffin, he wrote the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, and the New Pearl Harbor, two great books about 9/11, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I did these speeches is there are at least 500 people at each one of these. And even if there were two people at these speeches, I still would have gotten up and asked these questions, because these people should not be allowed to go around and do the things they do and not be confronted face-to-face about them. And I did the same thing with Mikhail Gorbachev when he came, and there were about 4,000 people watching that live, and they heard me question him about his anti-constitutional behavior, and 4,000 people heard about Agenda 21 that day. And also with Ted Turner, his depopulation agenda through the UN system, where he gave $1 billion to the UN. And what happened with that money? You know, it's going to further the aims of world government. It's going to further the aims of depopulating the earth, getting it down to 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels. And Turner thinks that that would be ideal. So I question those three people about those issues, about 9/11, about Agenda 21, anti-constitutional behavior, and about depopulation. So thousands of people heard those questions, and then we can play those clips on air on First Amendment Radio, and thousands more hear it. And so, again, it's not about me. It's about getting this information to as many people as possible. And we played those clips last week, and all three men just didn't know what to say. They're just they don't have that in their script to actually answer those questions, even though they're all documented. And all three men just stuttered through it. And I don't speak Russian, but I can tell Gorbachev was stuttering through it. And you can actually hear, if you listen closely to the Gorbachev clip on K-State or KSU.edu, you can go there and you can watch the videos for free. You can actually hear Gorbachev's interpreter whispering answers to him over the microphone.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was listening to that the other day, and I realized that. And you can actually hear it if you listen closely. But yeah, they don't have this in their script book to deal with these questions that you and I bring up, Chris. So this information is very pertinent. And when world leaders can't answer a question from a 22-year-old student, then you know something's wrong with this country and this world.
Well, think of how many in the audience were perplexed by those questions and the answers.
There you go. The UN was promoted in all three speeches, and that's something, those are dots that need to be connected by everyone listening tonight to this show and everybody who was at those speeches listening live. Why is the UN being promoted so heavily? Why is it no longer an option for us not to be part of the UN? So that's part of it too. And just again, they just can't answer these questions, and we're answering them right now. I mean, 9/11 was a complete fraud. Agenda 21 is a setup to get our land, our rights, to herd us into compact cities, to do all this stuff to us. And the depopulation agendas that Ted Turner talks about goes along with that. And in Ted Turner's speech, Ted Turner has five children, and he said that if he had his beliefs when he was procreating, that he would not have had those children. So that seems a little morally complex to me. So
he must be one heck of a father.
Well, he was married to Hanoi Jane for a while, so
yeah.
So I don't really know what to say about Turner. He's a character, and again, these people just need to be exposed at every turn. And people, we just need to find out what these people are doing, where they're going, and we need to confront them at every turn and let them know that we're not going to go along with this system.
And maybe you set an example for someone else to do the same thing somewhere else, and that's what we hope, is that you've set an example for someone to emulate what you've done. And this is our hope. This is our only hope, that as we set the example, other people will come on board and do their best. It's dedication for your country. It's dedicated for your fellow man, the human race. We don't like to be spiders in a jar, but we're being put in that position to be put in sustainable communities where it will be crammed together. They're preserving this country for the prince in England. And really, when you get down to it, it all comes back to England. When you really connect the dots, that's where it comes back to, that little island of the UK that, as I've done my research, I can't take it any further back than that. We don't seem to want to connect the alien thing, which is absolutely ridiculous in this day and time.
Yeah.
But they do it, don't they?
Well, David Icke, he's one of those who thinks that green men are the entire New World Order. I can't swallow that. You know, I've seen absolutely no documentation to back that up, and that's just ridiculous. And, I mean, I've seen enough in my short time on planet Earth to know that humans are demonic enough, and we don't need to go around trying to blame our problems on aliens that may or may not exist, but I've seen no proof of it.
Well, as people are perplexed by that, and you know, the major programs that you hear on the radio about the race in the middle of the Earth, aliens from other planets, the invasion from outer space, the different movies that have been produced that we've seen that are on television now. The 4th of July was one of them, as I recall. I can't remember the names of them. But in the meantime, we see a controversial World Trade Organization services agreement, and this is dated December 12th. Will be discussed at this week's WTO ministerial meeting in Hong Kong, poses a serious threat to state and local authority over land use policy, according to a briefing paper released by the group called Public Citizen. Well, when I get back to this piece of information from the Economic Policy Institute, they say the loss of job supporting production due to growing trade deficits with China has more than doubled since it entered the World Trade Organization in 2001. The 1.5 million job opportunities lost nationwide are distributed among all 50 states and the District of Columbia, with the biggest losers in numeric terms: California, 211,000 jobs; Texas, 106,000 jobs, I'm just rounding it off; New York, 87,000; Pennsylvania, 74,000; Florida, 73; North Carolina, 65,000; Michigan, 61; Georgia, 49,000. The 10 hardest states as a share of total state employment were Maine, Arkansas, North Carolina, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, India, Massachusetts, Vermont, Wisconsin. In other words, as we're being immigrated from foreigners, or migrated from foreigners into this country, the jobs disappear from this country to the point where you and I may have to go to another part of this world to employ and to support our families. Wouldn't that be a thought?
Well, that's kind of scary, but it's not something that I want to do, and it's hopefully not something I'm going to have to do, Chris. But we see with the absolutely abhorrent border policy of this administration, and not only this administration, but previous administrations too, just allowing masses of humanity to flow in and then supporting them while they're over here. They're illegal immigrants on welfare as we speak right now, and they've all committed felonies by breaking into this country. And Chris, do we have a free society when we're allowing foreigners to break into this country?
Well, obviously, this Universal Declaration of Human Rights and human rights treaties from the UN system and the State Department allowing it to happen is for a design to destroy our country and our sovereignty. It's internationalism. It's the Declaration of Interdependence. I think that came about on the 200th anniversary of this country, the Declaration of Interdependence. And there's where we are. We're supposed to be interdependent on other countries of the world because we're not supposed to be sovereign. Sovereignty is being destroyed by design, and here we are in the middle of it. And for people not to be aware of this, well, they just are too afraid to learn more than anything else. I do feel sorry for those that build their families. I feel very sorry for them because all they're doing is bringing global citizens to the world. I mean, when you have a child, they're automatically given a Social Security number. Now, that is quite a thought. They're given a number at birth. Here we are, right in the middle of this Hegelian, Hitlerian, Sovietization of America.
We've been brought up in it so long that everybody just thinks it's normal, that we have the massive government that we do. Everybody just thinks it's normal that we allow felons to occupy our country. And you know, I keep going back to this because a lot of liberals that I've talked to will denigrate me for saying that I'm against illegal immigration. And they'll say, oh, you're just a racist. You hate brown people.
Mm.
Well, that's just absolutely ignorant of them to say that, and it's just absolutely untrue. I love people of all colors. Your epidermis has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you have broken a law and are unlawfully and unconstitutionally here and feeding off of this country. I would have the same opinion if Canadians were flooding across the border, or if Chinese or Russians or Germans, or it doesn't matter. The thing is that we are being balkanized, and the UN declared, and I believe it's in their charter, that everybody has the right to their own nationality, regardless of where they are in the world.
That's right. Right from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You hit it the nail on the head. It's the UN system. It's the State Department implementation of the UN system. They use the UN system for their own purposes. The State Department is all over the world. And the point is, our military is the global cop for the UN system today. We're in the Middle East mess. And my gosh, how can we not be so hated by these other countries? These other countries have to deplore us on purpose, so the world can gang up on us when it's time to do that. And the world will gladly gang up on us because the armies of the world will be allied together against the great Satan, America. And it's our job to turn that around. It's our job to stand up for Michael New and what he made a stand for. There's many people in the military that have had a major stand with Michael New. You can go to his website. It's another link to our website on AmericanExpose.com. And it's very, very documentable, the fact that Michael New made a stand. His life has been completely changed because of that, but somebody had to do that. And so here's three people, you, myself, and Michael New, that have made a stand for our country, that many people in our country know about, that we don't even know who they are. But the increase of numbers of people doing this is the whole goal that we have here, Brett.
Yeah, there you go, Chris. And just some other examples in the military. It's just not an isolated incident with Michael New. It's also General Rick Baucus, who was head of Guantanamo Bay and was actually fired because he didn't want to torture people down there. And you've also got General Kevin Burns, who exposed the nuke terror drill and said that it had the possibility of going live, and he was unlawfully fired over that. So if a general stands up, it's not the U.S. military, it's not George Bush's military, it's the U.N.'s military. They are dealt with if they stand up against it.
That's very good research, by the way. I had not paid attention to that. And there it is. That's very, very good. Thinking about torture, what's the purpose of torturing someone? The purpose is to make them say what they're supposed to say, whether they did it or not. And most of us would be the first ones to say, we'll say whatever you want, just don't torture us. So torture is a stupid thing. But this is all under the guise of terrorism. And how do you define terrorism today? As, according to the information on our site, you and myself are terrorists, Brett.
Yeah, the new definition of terrorism in the Patriot Act is any act that violates federal or state law or endangers human life is terrorism. And the Patriot Act has absolutely nothing to do with terrorism. It has absolutely everything to do with controlling the American population and making sure that we are enslaved to this system. The Patriot Act has been used against topless bars. It's been used against people who sell knockoff Rubik's cubes up in Washington. I've been visited personally by Homeland Security after I questioned Lee Hamilton. So it has absolutely nothing to do with terrorism, and it has everything to do with keeping the American people in line and having us not question the government.
Now the point is, that's not going to get any better. That's not going to change unless enough people get involved, unless enough people with the courage to stand up and stand out, make their statements, and document where we go or where they go, because the documentation is there to find today. Tomorrow it may not be there. Tomorrow there may not be an opportunity to speak out, because you'll be incarcerated and put in one of the camps that are full of Americans. That is the point and the problem. We don't have time to debate anymore. We have to get very, very active about this, because soon it's going to be too late. The concentration camps, BRAC, base realignment and closure, it's in place. And on my website, however, the right-wing patriot movement, consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists, remains a continuing threat to America today. Well, just so happens that Dr. Ward Dean, who's been fighting the IRS battle for all these months, lost. As a result of that, I've lost the support of maybe Vitamin Research Products, because he's not at bat anymore with Vitamin Research Products. She's lost the confidence in Dr. Ward Dean because he made a stand on the IRS and his tax situation. Well, I'm sorry, but that's a battle that should have been fought years ago. And Dr. Ward Dean is going to be in prison with others that don't need to be in prison because of their stand that they made. And we need everyone to fight this UN State Department system that's being directed at us and quit fighting these little skirmishes. And that's why I think this state sovereignty movement is a waste of time, Brett. And I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I think there's two ways to look at that, Chris. Either it's a lost cause, or we've got the situation up in Vermont, where there's a real chance that the legislature up there could vote to secede. And just look at what that would expose in the UN system if a state did secede. Now, personally, what I would like to see happen is a nationwide state sovereignty movement where all the states withdraw from the U.S. government and reform around the original Constitution and Bill of Rights. That would be a real state sovereignty movement. I'm not in favor of my state, Kansas, or Oklahoma, or Vermont seceding and becoming its own country, because I really don't think it would work. However, look at what that would expose if a state did actually secede from the Union.
Well, they did it at one time, and it didn't work. What if they start to secede and then all of a sudden a gigantic tsunami is created and the whole country is just flooded? Well, it won't even matter whether there's a state sovereignty movement or not, will there?
No, it won't. And that brings up back before September 11th, New Hampshire, the 11 original Confederate states, Montana and Arizona all had bills introduced in their legislature to secede from the Union. However, after the rallying around the flag occurred, as we all well know, after September 11th, those bills were quieted, hushed up, and here we are today. I'm in agreement with you, Chris. This isn't really the way to go. The way to go is to restore our nation to its prominence around the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And the way I see to do that is expose the system at work today with the UN system, et cetera, that we cover on this network, and that's the way to do it. It's not to just fight these little battles in your backyard exclusively. It's to do it on a wide scale and educate as many people as we can.
Well, the UN's everywhere. It's in your football games, professional football. It's in the schools. It's on your streets. It's everywhere. It's in your code enforcement. It's in everything in Agenda 21 and everywhere. I'm sorry. You've lost 54,000 troops in Korea, 58,000 in Vietnam for the UN system. You've got people, POWs, that never returned. POWs were used as guinea pigs from the Korean War for testing of certain subjects and directions that might be used on us in the future. We have aerial spraying going on where it's being disclosed that there's more endangered species today than any time in human history. But you've got spraying going on above us that you can see that people are in denial about that. But yet, it's a reality. So here it is, 2005. Where do you draw the line? Are you going to fight your income tax situation? Or are you going to stand up and get counted about the big picture in place and the possibility that a giant tsunami is going to hit us or a giant earthquake is going to hit California before May of next year? And that's just my own prediction, and I hope I'm wrong. But without the exposure of that, the fact that weather can be manipulated, and as I started out the broadcast, Putin banishes rain on his G8 parade, dated December 11th of this year. You know, the reality's in place. If we can't expose this quiet eco-terrorism, then that's the key to waking up the world, in my opinion. And you discussed on CNN the fact that a volcano just happened?
Yeah.
And where was that? Do you recall?
Oh, I don't have the page in front of me. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
It's on CNN.com. And yeah, a volcano eruption did happen. Let's see. It's, oh my goodness.
Well, we don't have the reality to know why this happens, but Secretary of Defense Cohen said this can happen. I never would have made that statement. And you wouldn't have never made that statement. But the fact that I've got articles around here, recent articles, that a volcano happened, a big earthquake in China happened. There's all sorts of problems with China right now. People are objecting in China, and shoot, we're out of time already. Well, that went by fast, didn't it, Brett?
Oh, it always does when you and I get together, Chris.
Yes, my friend, we'll continue to do that, and you start next Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time.
That's correct.
Fate of Nations, Brett Folks, listeners, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being with me tonight.
God bless you, Chris.
Thank you, Brett. Good night. Listeners, good night. I'll be with you tonight, tomorrow night as well. Just me by myself. We'll see where it goes. God bless you all.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings